In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists to predict what will be the big story out of Tiger Woods' return to golf at Augusta National. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidators, whose flooring includes prefinished and stained solid hardwoods, bamboo, cork, and laminates. Information at lumberliquidators.com. The George Lucas Educational Foundation, providing schools that work, strategies for 21st century success. Learn more at edutopia.org. And Mini, featuring the 37 mile per gallon Mini Cooper with go-kart handling. Learn more at miniusa.com/info. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and Chicago Public Radio. In association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, executive producer. Philip Kotika writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our intern is Christine Fiedler. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Ian Shillog, Eva Walchover, and Emily Ecton. Technical direction from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White, the senior producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, is Mike Danforth. Now, panel, what will happen at the Masters when Tiger returns? Charlie Pierce.
Tiger, as we know, will be playing Augusta National, but in an ironic twist, his friend, famous local entertainer in National Augusta, will not be on hand.
Paul Provenza.
Well, after all his therapy, he's just going to be playing the same hole. Just going to stick with one hole for the whole game.
And Faith Saley.
Tiger's wife, Elin, will be his caddy. Clubs will be in his bag. His balls will be in her purse.
Well, if Tiger Woods does any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Charlie Pierce, Paul Provenza, Faith Saley. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week.
This is NPR.